Writing challenge, my keychain. It has been a while since we've done a getting to know you exercise on MyEC. I hope you'll join me in this month's writing challenge. For this writing challenge, I will need you to reach into your purses, knapsacks, or coat pockets and grab your keys. Set your keys out in front of you and have a good look at them. What does your keychain say about you? When we use the word say in this way, we do not mean to speak out loud. The word say can also mean to reveal, show, prove, or suggest. For example, what does your car say about you? What does your lipstick color say about you? What does your bookshelf say about you? Your task. Take out your keys. Have a close look at them. Look at every key. Look at every keychain or accessory. Notice the keys that aren't on your keychain. What do these missing keys say about you? What about the keys that aren't in use? Take some notes. 2. Add a new blog post on your MyEC blog. Use the title, Writing Challenge, My Keychain. 3. Write a paragraph, or an essay, about what your keychain says about you. Don't share information that is too personal, such as addresses. And finally, after you publish your blog post, share a link to it here in the comments. Please read the other writers' posts and leave comments for your MyEC friends. This will be a fun way for us to get to know you. Here's my example. My keychain. While I was walking home from my kids' school today, I had a good look at the keys I was carrying. My keys say a lot about me. My keychain itself is an old-fashioned key. I found it recently at a craft shop, and I bought it because it reminded me of how I often think I was born in the wrong decade. I often think I would have been more suited to living in the age of candlelight and inkwells. My new keychain says that I appreciate wonder, adventure, and treasures. I have many keys on my keychain. Two of the keys reveal that we are now a two-car family. This proves that we live in an area where things are spread out, and you can't just walk to the library like we used to be able to do, my main reason for wanting my own car. My keys also say something about my extended family. They reveal that I have nieces who occasionally lock themselves out of their house. This is why I have a spare key to my brother's house. They also say that my brother's family is into Star Wars. My brother's spare house key came on a Darth Vader keychain. On my own house key, there is a yellow ducky sticker. This sticker shows that I am conscious about not wasting time. Before I added the sticker to that key, I used to fiddle around with my keys at the front door for too long. A few of my keys look alike, and it was a waste of time trying different keys every time. Time is very important to me. Finally, there are a few items on my keychain that aren't currently being put to use, such as the green tag for the Zumba studio I used to go to. It has a barcode on it. Every time I went to a class, one credit was taken off my account. The fact that I haven't removed this from my keychain says that I might go back to doing Zumba this winter. Or am I too lazy to throw it out? There is also a bike lock key on my key ring. This key tells me that I still have hope that my children will become interested in riding their bikes. My kids aren't into biking like I was as a child. And lastly, there are some tiny luggage keys on my keychain. These say that I have been on trips in the past and that I hope to go somewhere again soon. What do your keys say about you?